Number 28. Why try? Why try? You know, when we're talking about all these things, sometimes a person listens and just says, why? Why should I try to be great? Why should I try to be more than I? I've got a comfortable life. Things are going okay for me. Why do I have to have a great church or a great CYC or a great youth program or a great Sunday school? Why try? Why do more than I'm already doing? Why not just go through life like most everybody else goes through, coasting? I can think of three good reasons to try. One is faithfulness. Matthew 26, Jesus tells that story about three different men, one who receives 5 talents, 1 2 talents, and one talent. This is the potential, and I'm not saying we all have the same potential. We have differing potentials. Some of you have a 5-talent potential, some of you 2, and some 1. And they go and they invest it, 2 out of 3 of them do, and 1 doesn't, and Jesus' word comes back, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. I'll make you ruler now over many." But the guy with 1 talent goes and buries it in the ground, and all he can turn back is what he got originally. He doesn't try. He doesn't try. And Jesus utters condemnation for this guy. In fact, you almost shudder when you hear it. You think, maybe you shouldn't be so hard on this guy. At least he saved what he had. He's judged because he wasn't faithful. Faithfulness is fruitfulness. You see, the guy was faithful to keep what he had. His attendance was the same as last year. He did just as good as he did the year before. Praise God, I haven't lost any. But God judged him. God judged him on the basis of the fact that he did not increase. He was not fruitful. Because faithfulness is fruitful. When you are faithful, you multiply, because that's the way the gospel works. So here's one reason to try, because sooner or later you're going to face Jesus Christ face to face and be judged on what you did with what you got. And if you got 2 talents, 5 talents, 100 talents, or 1 talent in potential, God is going to judge you. He is the great just judge. He judges you on the basis of how much talent and ability you had. And so if you have latent potential locked up inside you, which I believe you do, you better put it to work. Faithfulness is the first reason to try. Second reason to try is service, to be used of God. You see, the man with 5 made 5 more. He had 10, finally ended up with another one because a guy only had 1 was given to him. The rich get richer, poor get poorer. You see, and when God gives his judgment to him, he says, "You've been faithful in a few things. I will what? Let you sit down and rest now? No, make you ruler over many." You see, the reward for work well done is more work to do. And this man with the talent got more work to do. He's now going to be ruler over many. He just did these few things. And the rich get richer as far as service, too. The more you serve other people, the more you are used of God in leadership, the more you reach your potential, the more you will have to do to reach further potential. And God uses a certain number of people over and over. That's why 80% of the work that God does is done by 20% of the people. Because the people who are sacrificing, the people who are dedicated to be used of God, get more and more use by God. That's why God uses some people so much. So faithfulness is a reason, service is a reason. Third one is benefits. Now, you wouldn't seek just the benefits, but there are benefits of leadership. As you reach your greater potential, there is a chance to influence others. There's a chance to make history, even in the world or in your community or maybe even in your local church, when they look back in years and say, "Boy, you know, when this church turned the corner was when." There's a chance for increased respect because people who are leaders and people who grow have respect from other people. There's a chance for authority that is conferred on you because people see you as a leader and they see you as reaching your fuller potential and they defer to you, and that authority that you have influences them. You see, these are the benefits that you receive. Now, don't seek the benefits. Seek to be faithful. Seek to serve. And these things shall be added unto you. Sort of like, well, here I'm coming along and, oh, look what's behind me here. I've got certain rewards that God has given me. But seek to serve and seek to be faithful. So, what I would say, why try? To be faithful for service and for the benefit. What we need to learn to do is fan the flames of desire. So that our desire is hot. So the desire is powerful. So that we want more than anything else to be faithful to God and to serve Him. And by that, I don't mean, oh, I'll be faithful, I'll just sit here. But our hunger to increase our potential, to do more spiritually and mentally and physically and socially, our hunger is so strong, our desire is so hot, that we can achieve more of our true potential. Why try?